You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This Friday, nine Native speakers will come together for the Conference on Indigenous People of the Boise Valley. They will share stories of resistance, resilience, and strength. This conference invites Native and non-Native people to take part in a conversation that will help to disrupt stereotypes, as well as honor Boise's cultural history. Presenters will discuss their tribal heritage, their values, and the contemporary challenges that Native communities face today. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this upcoming conference is Board Chair Ed Keener and Western Shoshone storyteller Norm Cavanaugh. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gemma.
Thank you.
Great to be here.
So just tell me about, you know, first, how did the conference get started? And, you know, why is it so unique to our state?
Well, the Kesta Cleaner Foundation has been in existence for 20 years. And the first 10 years, we brought speakers to Idaho who were known for their human rights work. Mm. And then we, recognizing that not much had been told about Native indigenous people and Latino people. So we started finding people that would share those stories. This is our third conference, and we are really convinced that these stories are very, very important to tell because my schooling didn't have any of these kind of this kind of truth.
And Norm, talk to me about that. Why is it so important to talk about the people that have been affected by oppression and racism, but also, you know, if you talk about it, hopefully you can at least start to heal it.
Well, I think it's just educating people about Native Americans that live in this country and mm-hmm. that we are the first Americans. And when Ed mentioned that he was going to have this Indigenous Peoples Conference, I got very excited because I went to school here back in 76, 72 to 76 at Boise State and graduated from Boise State, and I was a teacher or I took up teaching. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that when I taught at the campus school that they looked to me for was the Native American history about Native American people. And I was surprised that there was not, I mean, there's never been much Native American history in the schools, you know, and there's no book about Native Americans, about what has actually happened to Native Americans. It's kind of like the best untold secret in terms of mm-hmm. Native Americans. And I think it's partly because the U.S. government and the Native American history has not been a very good history. There's been a lot of mistreatment and taking of land and stolen land and disease mm-hmm. and just not many. There have not been good things that have happened to Native Americans in our American history, but it's something that needs to be shared and told. And then beyond that is the cultural aspect that still exists that people, we would like to just share with people to let them know that we are still here and that we have our language still exists and we have young people that we're trying to teach about our Shoshone mm-hmm. language and the other Native American languages and our culture in general is something that focuses on, you know, you hear a lot about climate change nowadays. Well, the Native American focus has always been climate change or mm-hmm. preservation of the climate and preservation of the animals. And, you know, the Native Americans view the animals as relatives mm-hmm. of many Native Americans that live on this country. And you hear a lot about, you know, well, there's Native American people that talk about clans. And when you hear, like, the bear clan, the deer clan, you know, so that's the story that I would like to share this mm-hmm. weekend when we have people that are coming that, especially we're hoping, you know, many of them will be educators. And educators are the ones that, you know, carry the fire or the torch mm-hmm. to educate other people, and especially young people like children in schools. And that's where it has to start mm-hmm. in order for us to educate the public.
And Ed, is that a big part of it, is getting educators to come in and to listen to this? Because as Norm said, I mean, they're the ones who go into the schools, who teach history. And I look back even on my educational career. I mean, our history books were, for the most part, the Caucasian view of American history.
Yeah, absolutely right. As the saying goes, the winners are the ones that get to write history. And the white winners of the last 400 years of history in our country have not given an accurate rendering. So we do have a number of people coming from both staff and faculty from Boise State and a couple other the colleges in the area. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're really excited about the educators that are going to be there to hear this native truth.
So talk to me about the conference itself and how it will work, because you will have storytellers like Norm. You will be there talking about your story.
Right. So the first thing I need to say is that we're all filled up and we can't take any more registrations, which is, you know, that's a fabulous thing that we're at
that
capacity.
Is a good problem to
it
have.
It really is. So it tells us that we need to do this again in a year or two. Friday evening is a social gathering time. So we're going to have some circle dancing and drumming and some singing. Norm's going to share a Shoshone creation story. We have light food. It's a time for the families to come together and learn, but also just to interact with one another. Mm-hmm. Now, all day Saturday are the workshops. We have a noon lunch that is an Indigenous-inspired lunch, and then the closing in the afternoon to do an evaluation and the next steps mm-hmm. of what needs to take place.
So since it is filled up, and so if people are listening right now and they have an interest in going, Norm, since they can't hear you on Friday, talk to me a little bit about what you will be sharing about your history and about the Shoshone.
Well, I've been thinking about it, and I thought maybe the best way to do it or approach it was I taught a Shoshone language class for the last 2 years at Great Basin College for young high school age students, and the students came from various places like far away as New Jersey, Portland, Oregon, mm-hmm. Redding, California. And these were students that are enrolled Shoshone members from the Western Shoshone of the Timok bands in Elko. And mm-hmm. we taught it at the Great Basin College. So when we taught these students, it was like it'd be like teaching people like yourself that don't know anything about Native American history, mm-hmm. although they are natives. So in approaching that, we started out with sharing the 1863 Western Shoshone Treaty of the Great Basin and how that affected the bands and how it affected the way of life for the Shoshone people and how they were placed on reservations. And then we took it one step further and I planned a field trip where we visited the various reservations and mm-hmm. the areas in the Great Basin that are sacred sites. Like a place I took them to was a place where Flint is gathered. Used to be a gathering place for all the Western Shoshone bands in the general area of the Great Basin that would come to this place by Battle Mountain, Nevada, and they would gather Flint. Flint is a rock that is utilized to make arrowheads, spearheads, mm-hmm. and just basically for tools. But there was always a spiritual significance prior to gathering the stone, and then during the time they were there gathered. So I took them to these sites, and we visited. That was one of the sites that we first started out with because it was a sacred site. And then we took them to another site called Prayer Rock, and it's a rock that is believed by Western Shoshones that it might have been a meteorite that landed in the Ruby Valleys, but mm-hmm. it was there, and many people have gone there to pray and pray for themselves, pray for their families, pray for other things, and they always leave an offering. And then with a Native American way of spiritual life, there's always an offering given. It's just not utilized, or you just don't ask for something without giving mm-hmm. something. So I took them to this place where it's called a Prayer Rock. So we had it videoed, and so that's one of the video that I would like mm-hmm. to show during my presentation too, so that we can cover a lot of area and also the geographic area. Instead of trying to describe it like I'm trying to do right now.
Right, exactly. You did a very good job of describing it right now, though. I want to thank both of you for coming in today. It's so important that we talk about this and that, Norm, that you share your history so those of us that have not learned about it have that opportunity. So I appreciate both of you for coming in today. My guests today, Ed Keener and Norm Kavanaugh with the Indigenous Peoples Conference. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.